what he did here tonight.
YouTube chat getting a little spicy. Make sure you head on over there and check that out at 1051 The Fan, YouTube.com.
I'll just say this. Duck fans, stop trying to compare yourself to USC. Win something.
We're not doing this today.
I'm doing it.
We're not doing this today. Just,
I genuinely want them to win a title so that they have something to back the arrogance.
We're not doing this today. All right, maybe we're doing this today. We'll get to some USC stuff at the 12 o'clock hour. Danny's going to hand out $100 at the 11 o'clock hour, plus we'll bring back Tears Day and Web Gems and its new home at 11:45. Continuing this Michigan conversation.
I enjoy poking duck fans.
I know you do.
Here's the thing.
Done pissed off dirt just 10 seconds into him leaving yesterday.
It was great.
He had a great show, and he just goes home all mad.
Just steaming. Son of a... No. There are good Duck fans out there.
Well, there's bad fans everywhere.
Yeah, but, I mean, it just gets like, don't turn into Texas A&M fan.
Like, I've never met a bad Cleveland Guardians fan, but that's because I don't live in Cleveland. I'm sure there's a ton of them there. Yeah, every fan base.
Well, it's Cleveland.
Every fan base. Now, what really drives me nuts, some of this is Michigan fan base. I'm surrounded by it, by my kids and their dad. They just, like, spoon-fed and indoctrinated on this.
I know you're obviously against it because you're close to it. I do a lot of Michigan fans, like, long-time Michigan fans in my life. Of the true blue bloods in college sports, I think I like Michigan fans the best.
Of the true blue bloods, you like the Michigan fans the best. You know, before I
despise Ohio State with a fiery passion.
Before I met you, I would have said USC fans. Ding.
Fair.
No, I kid. I think for me, it's USC fans. I haven't had too much trouble with Bama fans, but I can definitely understand where that goes off the rails.
That does go off the rails because it's like it's not quite as...
Because now it means too much to them.
Yeah, A&M fans are also up there as far as being the worst.
A&M fans don't register in my world.
No, dude. They just go...
As a non-junkie of college football,
just be
it does
around
not
them. It is a freaking cult, man. It is terrifying. I think I mentioned the other day, I went golfing on Saturday with a family. It was a husband, wife, and a 26, 27-year-old son. And the husband had on a maroon shirt, and they were all from Texas. And so I was like, "Oh, you an A&M family?" And he goes, "Oh no, Sooner family.
Oh,
we're from Oklahoma originally."
Oh,
and he was like,
"In the lion's den."
Yeah, and he's like, "Well, because they were in Plano, was where they moved up here from." And he goes, "You know, if you get in the Dallas area, there's more Oklahoma fans than there are Aggie or Longhorn fans." And I was like, "Oh, just putting it up there, huh? Just taking over the territory." He's like, "Well, you know, when we go to the state fair, it may not be neutral territory because you're across the state in Texas, but Oklahoma shows up bigger than Texas." I was like, "Well, damn, all right, then." But he also mentioned to point out, you know, the thing we do love though, we all hate Texas A&M.
He goes, "Got that in common."
He goes, "The one thing I agree with him on, they hate Texas as much as we do." So that's there's one little kernel of truth, because otherwise he goes, "And they are a cult." He threw in the cult line. I'm like, "Yeah, that's true."
There's two things I'll get to about some fandom stuff. One, I'll start locally. As a Wazoo alum, you know, you meet Husky fans, and in their world, the rivalry has kind of loosened up with Wazoo, especially as the landscape changes and all that kind of stuff. Big brother, little brother stuff. You know, we see it with Oregon and Oregon State, too. UW fans will try to, like, reach a hand across the aisle to shake, and they're like, "Well, at least we can both agree we both hate Oregon." And it's like, "Yeah, I hate Oregon, but I don't hate them as much as I hate you, loser."
This is a very poignant text. Chip Kelly Duck fans were so much worse than the modern Duck fan. And that is spot on, because the bandwagon was so big.
Yeah, but I give them a little bit of credit because it was a change in branding.
Oh, sure.
And so to me it looked more like, it was a little more like Yankees or Warriors kind of.
It was new money.
Yankees, but the Warriors come around and all of a sudden it's money. Sexy and it's cool. So I don't hate them for. And I mean, those teams went to national championships.
The dyed in the wool, like true duck. So everybody knows. So you know, Russ and I, we went to Beaverton. Our colors were orange and black. Russ, did you know a single person in high school that had an Oregon Duck anything?
Well, I mean, wow, high school was a long time ago.
I had one girl in high school. Shout out to Lindsay Kohler. What up, girl?
There was some, but when I was in high school was also before the Ducks really exploded.
Well, I was in high school in the late 90s, early 2000s, and everyone, you remember, 01, That's that Oregon State team, number one.
Oh, number one. That's Jonathan Smith.
Yeah, so that's Ken Simonton. That's the team.
That's the team.
And not only that, because our rival in Jesuit had similar colors with the green and gold, you wouldn't be caught dead in that. And I have buddies now that are like, you know, I've been a Duck fan for life. I'm like, brother, I saw you rocking Ken Simonton jerseys in high school. Don't give me that. You
old takes exposed.
I'm like, no. We can go back to the yearbooks and we can see the photos of everybody rocking Oregon State gear. There isn't a Duck photo in there. Now, you OG Duck fans, I have no beef with you because you've been through hell and back.
The Bilotti.
Oh, dude, like even before that, like when Dusty was doing shows down in Eugene and you know, we'd bring everybody in, it was like just telling the stories of like the history of being around the game. Like, yeah, you guys, I get it. But the under 25 crowd who were like, oh yeah, Oregon's always been this. No, they haven't.
Yeah,
and there's something about that of like having to suffer through it. Like, that's what I think made those USC titles for me in the early 2000s matter so much more. Because when I was growing up, they were not good. It was one of the roughest eras for USC.
Let's see. I'm checking the record books here, and I don't see USC winning titles.
No, they're still there.
Vacate.
Yeah, there's only one.
I tease.
And the Heisman's back.
Yeah, you're from 7 to 8.
Yeah. So, you know.
My maternal grandfather, old Jimmy Hugh, he's from a peach farm in Georgia.
Mm.
Thick accent.
Oh,
awesome,
yeah.
Dude. In his last days these days, is sometimes he remembers who I am, sometimes he doesn't. But I remember as a kid, hey, Papa, because he's from Georgia. Hey, Papa, you root for Georgia? And he goes, no, F Georgia. I'm an Auburn man.
Oh, in like, Georgia?
Because he went to school at Auburn for a little bit.
Okay.
He went for a year or two.
That's fair.
In like the 50s.
Yeah.
And I was so blown away. I was like, I just thought you're from Georgia. You would love Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Washington, so most of us, even in Vancouver, most of us are Huskies or UW, although there's a lot of Ducks contingent over there now.
Yeah, now.
Moving to the burbs.
No, look, you want to talk about branding? There's been no college in sports has been better about branding since 2002.